Granny's Abner, I believe that's our ring.
Hi, Dog Islam, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Mabel Melrose, Pine Ridge's newest citizen and surrealist painter, is now happily living and starving in Abner's attic. Abner isn't particularly happy about this arrangement, but Lum is beaming with love, the joy of living, and the wonders of the artistic world. As we look in on the little community today, we find Abner and Cedric putting up the screen door at the Jot 'em Down store and library.
All right now, Cedric. Hold the screen door steady now while I pound these bolts into the hinges here.
Yes, Mom.
Let's see, up a little higher now. See, the hinges don't quite match it.
Oh, well, won't they? Yeah. How's that?
Down just a little bit now.
There.
Yeah, that's it. Hold it right there now. Let me pound this pin in here.
What do you put screen doors up for, Mr. Abner?
Why, because it's summer, I reckon, Cedric. Keep the flies out and I'll sit you that. Now, here, hold it steady again. Let me get this other hand.
Well, what do you want to keep the flies out for?
Why, they're a nuisance, Cedric, that's why. Bring in germs and stuff. All right, steady now. That's the last bolt right here. We get this man there right now.
Well, whereabouts do they get the germs they bring in, reckon?
Oh, I don't know, Cedric. Yeah, there she's up. Yeah, everybody will know it's summer for sure.
Well, why do they bring the germs in here, reckon?
I don't know, Cedric. Here, take this hammer and put it back at the counter there over there by the cash drawer.
This
old Lom ought to be proud of me for recollecting to put up the screen door all by myself this year. He most generally has to remind me to do it.
Well, what do they do with them after they get them in here?
What do they do with what, Cedric?
The flies.
For their land's sake, Cedric, now stop asking me questions about the flies. I don't know nothing about them. I never taken up no book learning on flies.
Well, how do they know enough to come in here, though?
Cedric, all I know about flies is that you put up a screen door to keep them out.
Well, what about all them that are already in here, though?
Well, you swat them with the fly swatter.
Well, what if you miss them?
Oh, for the land's sake, Cedric, keep quiet.
How about them flies up there on the ceiling?
Huh?
Dick swats them, I bet you. They're too far away.
Cedric, I ain't got time to discuss this with you no longer. I got too much other stuff on my mind. War bond campaign, Lum and his love match with that Miss Mabel Melrose, and I don't know what all.
Maybe we ought to take the screen door off again and let all them flies out before we put it back on.
Cedric, now if you don't be quiet, I'm going to make you go home.
Well, I believe this is a serious problem, Mr.
Well, I got more serious problems than that to worry about.
Maybe if we use two screen doors, put one here and then put one on the inside. See, flies always collect on the screen door, and that's when they get in the store when they open the door. But
yeah,
if you had another screen door there to catch them, they couldn't get clean in.
Well, we ain't got no two screens. That sounds like a pretty good idea, all right, Cedric, but we just got one screen door.
Had room for another, and be better have three of them.
Yeah, well, we ain't got it,
though. It'd get hard to try them then, wouldn't it?
Yes, Cedric, yes, I reckon it would. I've got too many worries, Cedric, to stand here and talk to you. Got that woman artist living up in my attic there. Elizabeth's just raising the roof about it.
Raising the roof, ain't it? High enough for her up there?
Well, no, I mean that Elizabeth is mad about it. First, that Miss Melrose tells Elizabeth she wants to be woke up at 5:30 in the morning so she can enjoy the beauties of nature or something like that.
What's she laying in bed that late for?
Well, I don't know. Elizabeth climbs clean up her in the attic and wakes her up at 5:30. And then Miss Melrose raises up on one elbow and looks out the window for about 2 minutes and crawls right back under the cover. Tells Elizabeth, says, "All right, that's fine, Miss Peabody. Come back and call me for breakfast at 11 o'clock.
She's sure enough to be there.
Yeah. Then she says she won't eat hardly nothing at all, just a little old crust of bread and a little coffee.
What's she trying to do, starve herself to death?
Why, she thinks all artists is supposed to starve themselves, Cedric.
Is that so about artists, Reggie?
Why, no, it's just a silly idea she studied up. Anyway, Elizabeth has to climb clean up the attic again with the crust of bread and the coffee Just so Miss Melrose can eat in bed. That's the only reason.
Boy, don't that woman ever get out of bed?
Oh, sure she does. Quick as breakfast is over, while she gets dressed and goes downstairs to the kitchen and eats might not everything there is in the icebox.
Well, don't you, Miss Elizabeth, don't like that.
Oh, she's going to skin that Miss Melrose alive if this keeps up, Cedric. But what makes Elizabeth mad than anything else is consultation hour.
Mom?
Consultation hour. That's another crazy idea that woman's got.
Don't think I quite follow that none at all, don't think.
Well, every day from 2 to 3 o'clock is consultation hour over at our place, Cedric.
Mm.
That's when Miss Melrose sets up an attic and gets herself inspired to paint a picture. Everybody and everything has to be just as quiet as a mouse during that hour.
Sets and studies, huh?
Oh, yeah. And Elizabeth's supposed to go out and keep the cow from mooing and the hens from cackling and the daughter from barking.
Well, what if a hen lays her egg? She's got her cackle.
Well, I know it, but she wants Elizabeth to put a stop to all that noise. And I tell you, it's just going to drive my woman stark raving mad crazy, Cedric.
Well, I reckon it would. What, and the stock, too.
Huh?
It'll drive the stock raving mad crazy,
Why,
too.
Sure it will. I tell you, I don't see what that Lump ever seen in that woman.
Is Mr. Lump sparking at her?
Oh, he thinks she's something wonderful. All he talks about painting art pictures and surrealism or surrealism or something silly word. Such
well, as Mr. Lump's supposed to marry on account of she win the contest, didn't he? Or ain't she? Or, I mean, what do I mean?
Well, whatever you mean, you're right about it, Cedric. But that contest got sort of mixed up for her. She never knowed she was the one that was supposed to marry Lum, and now he ain't got up enough north to propose to her.
Well, everybody's waiting for him to get married, I know that.
Yeah, well, just twixt me and you, I hope they never do get married. She wouldn't be a fitting wife for Lum at all, you know it?
No,
not at all. No, sir. Well, here, I ain't got time to stand here gabbing all day. I got work to do. Hurry up now. Put that hammer away like I told you to.
Hey, Mr. Abner.
What is it now, said
I believe we ought to do something about them.
Yeah, we ought to, but I don't know exactly what to do. You have to be careful in such things, not hurt nobody's feelings, Sandy.
Yes, Mom, but we ought not to let them sit up there on that ceiling that way.
On the ceiling? What are you talking about? Maybe Miss Melrose can sit on the ceiling, but I know good and well Lum can't sit.
I don't mean I mean the flies.
Oh, for goodness sakes, are you back on that subject again?
I think we ought to make them gather up every one of them germs they brung in here and take them back where they got them from.
Doggy Cedric, sometimes I wonder if you got good sense.
Take them right back. Maybe if we left the door open, they'd all fly out again. We could take a newspaper or a broom or something, sort of switch them over in that direction.
Yeah, while we're doing that, a whole new batch of flies would come in here, too.
Yeah, that's right. Eh?
Why, of course it is. I'd have a screen door to keep it closed and keep the flies out.
Makes the problem harder, don't it?
Oh, yeah.
Well, how to get the flies out without letting more in, that's the problem. I better study on that a while.
Well, don't study too hard. Wait a minute, here comes Lum. Doggies, he'll be happy to see that screen door's up. Just watch him, Cedric. Watch the expression on his face. Well, howdy, Lum. You had a kind of a long lunch hour, didn't you?
Yeah, but I had some government business to attend to.
Lum, did you notice anything different about the door?
Yeah, I seen the screen doors up.
Now,
this government business I've been... Oh, hello, Cedric.
I'm busy studying, Mr. Lum.
Well, Lum, ain't you going to say nothing about the screen door?
What is it to say? It's up. That's all you can say about it. I believe we better have a staff meeting here right now, Abner, so sit down and we'll get started.
Yeah, all right.
Pine Ridge War Saving Staff now come to order under the direction of Head Co-Chairman L. Edwards. All co-chairmen present signify by the same sign.
A.
Meeting's now open for business.
Hey, Mr. Abner, where's the banana knife?
What, right over there by the front window, Cedric. But we ain't got no banana.
Oh, for goodness sake. Cedric, don't interrupt us. This is a government meeting. I bound you when Mr. Morgenthau holds the war bond meeting, you don't have some idiot asking where the banana knife's at.
Oh, did I almost wish I hadn't put that screen door up.
Hey, Chef Abner. Is any old business?
Don't appreciate
nothing. Is any new business? Yes, I hereby make a motion that the Pine Ridge War Saving Staff put on as its next bond-selling project a big, high-class art exhibit.
Art exhibit?
All them in favor say A.
Well, now, wait a minute now, Lum.
Go ahead, Anna, say A.
Well, I don't know if I'm in favor of that idea or not.
Yes, yeah, I can tell you that right now. It's a good one. You can take my word for it. Come on, say A.
Did Miss Melrose give you this idea?
No, she never. Studied it up all by myself. She didn't hardly even suggest it. Hardly. All right, say A now.
No, sir, I ain't going to do it. No.
But we'll make the folks all buy war bonds to get in to see the famous paintings. We'll auction off some of the famous paintings to the highest war bond buyers, too.
Yeah, but, Lom, we ain't got no famous paintings.
Why, we have so. Miss Melrose is going to paint them for us.
Well, she ain't no famous painter.
Well, no, but she will be when the exhibit's over.
Huh?
You see, she's been getting a batch of pictures ready to show at some big exhibit, but she hadn't decided where that'd be yet, so I talked her into having the exhibit right here in Pine Ridge.
Bound yet with a hard job talking her into that.
All right, come on, Admiral. Say eight.
No, sir, I ain't going to do it. No, sir.
But think of all the bonds we'll sell.
Huh.
See, Miss Melrose is actually donating her pictures to the cause.
Lom, nobody ain't going to buy bonds to get to look at them pictures that she paints, much less Tom. They look like some half-growed young'un drawed them.
Well, that's because you don't understand surrealism.
Huh?
It shows you're ignorant.
I ain't ignorant, no such a thing.
I'll bound you that you don't even know what the first letter of the alphabet is.
I do, Donnie.
All right, what is it?
A.
A motion carries.
Huh?
The vote unanimous for our...
Now, wait just a minute now, Lom.
You said A. That makes it okay.
Yeah, but, Lom, I never meant that kind of A. No, sir.
I believe I got it fixed.
Got what fixed,
Eddie? The fly problem. See the screen door there?
Huh? For the land's sake, Cedric, what's the idea of cutting them holes in that screen door with that banana knife that away?
Well, don't you see? Now the flies inside can fly out through them holes without the screen door being open to let the flies outside fly inside. And even if they do, they can fly back outside through the holes.
Huh?
Boy, this is the first time I ever knowed I was...